you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my heart.
In 2005, the fashion story was all about eclectic body detail, about being supersized, bootylicious, or having a blinged out grill. If your behind wasn't your best asset, it was okay to divert attention by blinging out your grill, aka your mouth, with diamonds, platinum, or gold, like rappers Paul Wall and Nelly. Add to this a heaping helping of cheap designer fashion for the rest of us. It started with Isaac Mizrahi at Target and continued with H&M's romance with Stella McCartney. This was the year high-end designers stepped down and got down with the middle class to give us all what we've always really wanted, big names on the dime. To most folks, it didn't matter if the cashmere was only 2% or mass-produced by wage slave girl children in China. It's cheap, it's designer, and I still have my arm and my leg. For those of us who believe we are the world and can make this a better place, there were handmade, U.S.-grown, one-of-a-kind items like tees. Surge in t-shirt sales this year accounted for $17 billion of the $166 billion fashion market. What? You mean to tell me that your iPod / cell phone / BlackBerry / two-way / razor phone can't play music, text your girl, take a picture, capture a video, blast email, and allow you to speak all at the same time? Get with it already. In 2006, it will be able to make your bed, your breakfast, and your backache go away. Just to get out of my own head, I BlackBerried a few peeps to see what 2005 trends they loved, hated, and wanted to keep. My gay and straight male friends hated the return of the muumuu dress. For the straights, it messed up their booty radar. The gays said it made young women look like grandpa in drag. Ugg boots. I personally hate these muffin-like ankle wrappers. I don't care how much fur they stick on them, what new hot pink, purple, blue, or Disney-inspired theme they paint on them. I want them to go away. 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 And saving the tastiest accessory for last, the cupcake became the new chic dessert. No matter how big-boned you are or how much testosterone you have, everybody loves a cupcake.
I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin. 2, 6, 12.
Make a cousin.
I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin.
See you in 2006 and Happy New Year.
Najwa Moses is a writer and cupcake lover living in Brooklyn, New York.